Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
This is The Morning Five. I'm your host, Michael Ware, President and CEO of the Center for Christianity and Public Life, giving you 5 minutes of news and scripture Mondays through Thursdays. Today is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Let's open with scripture. Today I'll read from Mark 6. By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. May God bless the reading of his word. Well, friends, good to be with you. End of another week. Let's get to the news. First, 11 Republicans who submitted a document to Congress falsely declaring that Donald Trump beat Joe Biden in Arizona in the 2020 presidential election were charged Wednesday with conspiracy, fraud, and forgery, marking the 4th state to bring charges against fake electors. The 11 people who had been nominated to be Arizona's Republican electors met in Phoenix on December 14, 2020 to sign a certificate saying they were duly elected and qualified electors and claiming that Trump carried the state. The defendants include the former chair of the Arizona Republican Party, a 2022 United States Senate candidate, and 2 sitting state legislators. Next up, the Agriculture Secretary, Tom Vilsack, said that nutrition standards will gradually be updated to lessen the amount of sugar in school meals and provide more flexible menu planning beginning with the 2025-26 school year. Gradually improved nutrition standards for school meals will help promote the health of the nation's school children, the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, announced Wednesday. We all share the goal of helping children reach their full potential, Vilsack said. Nutritious school meals are an essential part of the school environment. Final news item for today. As we discussed yesterday, and as was expected, today, President Biden signed into law a foreign aid package on Wednesday that includes tens of billions of dollars in assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The Pentagon soon announced a new round of military aid for Ukraine worth roughly $1 billion. The aid package is the largest drawdown of weapons from Defense Department inventories for Ukraine since January 2023. The president said the U.S. would begin sending weapons and military equipment to Ukraine in the next few hours. All right, let's end it there for today and close with prayer. Dear Father, always near us. May your name be treasured and loved. May your rule be completed in us. May your will be done here on earth in just the way it is done in heaven. Give us today the things we need today. Forgive us our sins and impositions on you as we are forgiving all who in any way offend us. Please don't put us through trials, but deliver us from everything bad, because you are the one in charge, and you have all the power, and the glory too is all yours forever, which is just the way we want it. All right, friends, thank you for joining me today. As always, the Morning Five is brought to you in partnership with the That Sounds Fun Network, supported by the Center for Christianity and Public Life. Have a great rest of your week.